spooky, spooky week has begun. This is your reading for Monday, May 13th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram or TikTok. So, theme card today is the Eight of Wands. The keywords for this are progress, sudden changes, and excitement. Tool card is the Hierophant. Signals tradition, social groups and norms, and convention. The obstacle card is the Inverted Chariot, representing lack of direction, control, and power. The advice card is the Ten of Cups. The message for this is to prioritize teamwork over personal goals. The sixth instinct today is the Bowl card. This one is an excellent judge of hidden talents. Now, this one's new. Angel number, we have 0505. The keywords for this are love, pleasant surprises, and intuition. Another new card is the True Intention Oracle deck. The message for this one, the card we pulled is I'm sorry, and the message being I need to apologize for what I did. All right, let's put this whole shebangabang together here. A new week has begun, and we got ourselves a pretty nice little theme to kick us off. The Eight of Wands is a card that carries a strong message of new positive opportunities being imminent. While some of the changes might come quickly, they will not be such that they will take you off track. That is to say that these changes will complement your current endeavors, or they're going to put you onto something better. The angel number today mentions this as well, that while something might seem and feel like a really big shakeup in our lives, it's going to take us where we need to be. That the number 0505, so keep an eye out for that. The tool card, the Hierophant. This is one that signals following tradition and societal norms. It isn't to say that new things are bad or that one should not be innovative. Rather, it's just for today. It's better, or whatever opportunities approach you today, stick to the tried and true methodologies as you would try to advance in those efforts. As it applies to the theme, my thinking here is that we should definitely pursue new opportunities, but in a conventional fashion. And I know that sounds a bit counterintuitive or a bit paradoxical. But, I mean, it kind of depends on what the opportunity being presented to us is. The traditional ways might be more apparent. It's going to depend case-by-case basis. So the obstacle today, it's one of two things. So inverted, the chariot represents lacking control and direction. No shit, like I said. In the context of the reading, though, this could mean either the lack of control is internal or external. In the case of an internal lack of control, the possibility that I see, my interpretation of this, is that we ourselves lack self-control and will not be able to properly engage with these new opportunities. It's kind of try to phrase that as generally as I can, because I don't know what your situation is. But as for the latter, it could be that our circumstances are completely out of our control. And the angel number says that this is okay. The theme card suggests that it's going to be okay, but not everybody can just sit like Jesus, take the wheel and be okay with it. Because, yeah, it's not everybody's mind works that way. And that could lead to the internal scenario of not processing or engaging with these opportunities properly and just fucking it up. So regardless of where you land on this, the message here is to be aware of and prevent that. That's the takeaway that you should have from the chariot being inverted, is now that you know what the pitfalls potentially are, you can avoid them. So the advice card, a simple message of aligning your personal goals with advancing the group's goals. So now in the context of the reading, I see this as a hint that when we align ourselves with advancing the goals of the group, that is probably the path where these new opportunities will present themselves. So, yeah. The true intention card kind of doesn't line up with the spread today. Yeah, it doesn't. Because there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of... the cards don't give a lot of shit that should be we should be apologizing for. So, I don't know. Whatever comes to mind when you hear the true intention card of I'm sorry, the apology card, whatever comes to your mind immediately, that's the situation that needs your attention. So I know what mine is, and hopefully you do too. The sixth instinct, I also kind of held off to the end, is a bit of a miss today. But being the bowl skill, you know, being an excellent judge of character, it's just a good skill to have in general or to develop if you kind of can't read beneath the cards, so to speak. But the implication of this card, though, is that the hidden talents are they're the type that go against like current thinking, against whatever the tried and true school of thought is. The bowl finds the people who have the talents that go against that norm, and like that contradicts the Hierophant, the tool card. But there's also the card also says that those talents will be useful later. So maybe this is just seeking out people and then kind of keeping that in the back pocket, so to speak. But I don't know. It's kind of tough. That's why I kind of kept the sixth instinct and the true intention to the end, because of those. They kind of don't line up today. Stone. Today is the sodalite. The best uses for this are enhancing problem-solving abilities. It's a good anchor for... it will foster a sense, an innate sense of making good decisions with a firm and confident hand. I think given that we're going to be presented with changing waves of change, and we're not entirely in control of when they will arrive and what they'll be, I think this is a good one to have with you when facing those kinds of situations. So there you go. That is Monday, May 13th. If you would like to see how I do this whole shebang, patreon.com/lvxmedianet. I publish a video at the end of every week. It's a little ritual that I do and how I put all of this together. The decks that come out, how they're shuffled. Yeah, there's quite a bit to it. It's a pretty involved kind of thing. I'm always open to adding more stuff. So if you have any suggestions, I'm definitely open to that. Speaking of which, if you would like to throw out maybe something I can add, questions, comments, concerns, whatever the fuck, 833-LuxPods. It's an anonymous phone line. Not just for this show, but for any Lux Media Network show. You can call. If you want your voice, your audio cut into the show that you're calling about, you call. It goes straight to voicemail. Like, I don't answer my own phone. So, there you go. Or you can text. That works too. The number, 833-589-7637. The social media handle is LVXMediaNet. If you cannot find us, we are not on it. Starting to spin up this TikTok thing. I think I got it down. Just a matter of people actually watching the shit that I put up there, which it's not a lot, but whatever. I'm just getting started. Other shows, luxmediashows.com. If you would like to, you know, peruse the library. We have quite a couple of shows that are, you know, we've been firing on all cylinders for a while now. So, you know, if you're interested in learning more about me, you can, and Lily, who does the Oracle stuff, she's just been posting straight to Instagram lately. But if you're interested in hearing and learning more about us, there's Hard Shell Tacos. If you want to hear about boxing or MMA, we have stuff for that. Politics. I have a show for that too. That one has its own URL, actually. It's progressivepatriots.us. Trying to think. Oh, private readings, if you want one, you can. It's not an issue. LuxMediaShows.com. Hit the spooky button, and you can look through all the artwork of the different decks that I have. In absentia of you being in front of me and being able to do a reading with you, I feel that you picking the deck art is your analog. That is representing you in the reading physically with me. And there's a whole little form to fill out. You know, give me as much detail as you're comfortable sharing. Keep in mind that I can only give you as much detail back as you give me to start, right? So if you just say, fucking tell me about my career, okay, well, fuck. I don't know. There's only so much I can speak to on that. There's not a lot of specific information that I can give you. I can give you, like, generalities, and that's not fun for anyone. I think that's all. Man, these things are starting to run long. I ain't sorry. I'm not sorry if you're not sorry. So I'll see you tomorrow at the same mookie time. Same spooky place.